With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The 30-foot snowman is returning to Minocqua with a new location and a new hat. Snowy Cromer is a long-running tradition dating back to the 1960s. As WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, his return is another reassurance that this winter is not like the last two.
Two workers from Schramm's Excavating truck in snow from around the town of Minocqua, while another uses an excavator to dump that snow inside a circle of 10-foot fencing. Another two workers stomp on top of the snow, packing it down while spraying it with water from the Minocqua Fire Department truck to help freeze everything into place. It's the first of three layers that make the 30-foot Snowy Cromer.
We are so excited to have this snowman back. It's been a number of years.
President and CEO of the Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau, Crystal Westfall, explains that the town needs early snow and a lot of it to make Snowy.
This is just like the icing on the cake that after 2 years of no snow, we got all these fun things that we get to put up and really, you know, talk about and be excited about the Northwoods about.
Snowy Cromer is a long-standing Minocqua tradition with his 4-foot-long pipe and size 96 Stormy Cromer hat. Westfall is particularly excited this year as they've been waiting for the right snow to unveil some changes.
We had a custom-made brand new Stormy Cromer hat made 2 years ago, and then we had no snow for several years. So we have been sitting on this big surprise for several years. And if you know anything about me, that's very hard for me to keep a secret. So we're very excited. Bob Jackhart, of Stormy Cromer Mercantile, will be here on Friday to help place this brand new hat.
Snowy Cromer also has a new home at Torpy Park. This way people can watch on the webcam as it's being built and see it throughout the winter. Westfall says the giant snowman is important as a community tradition, as well as a way to get more people to come to Minocqua during the winter, like they saw after Snowy Cromer went viral in 2015.
People from around the world were seeing him. And so not only is he just this really great symbol of Northwoods camaraderie and Northwoods excitement and winter fun, he also is this really great marketing tool for us.
Snowy Cromer takes about 3 days to build and should be done in time for this weekend. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Minocqua.
Vilas County Snowmobile Trails will open Friday morning at 8 a.m. The Vilas County Forestry, Recreation, and Land Department says the 11 clubs in the Vilas County Snowmobile Alliance have put in many hours to ensure a safe opening of the trails. This year's opening was hampered by severe storm damage from wet, heavy snow and high winds. A news release says the clubs went above and beyond to get trails in shape to ride. Snowmobilers are cautioned that trails are in early season riding condition. They are also asked to stay on marked trails. Off-trail riding is trespassing and could lead to the loss of trails if owners of private property are no longer willing to let trails cross their land. Riders are also cautioned that all lakes should be considered unsafe and dangerous until trails are marked. Oneida County previously announced a decision to open snowmobile trails as of noon on Friday. A federal judge has blocked Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer from revoking an easement that allows Enbridge to run an oil pipeline through a Great Lakes channel. Whitmer ordered regulators in 2020 to revoke the easement that allows Enbridge to run a 4.5-mile segment of Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac. Enbridge sued to preserve the easement. President Donald Trump's administration argued in filings earlier this year that Whitmer's move interferes with U.S. foreign policy. U.S. District Judge Robert Jonker ruled in Enbridge's favor Wednesday, finding that revoking the easement would effectively shut down Line 5 and interfere with U.S. and Canadian trade relations. He also ruled that only the federal government can regulate pipeline safety. The Crandon Deer Park will remain open after substantial public outcry. The Forest County Board reversed its decision to cut funding for the park after more than a month of community pressure. The board initially voted to cut funding on November 12th due to budgetary restrictions. However, an agreement was reached with Visit Forest County to cover the park's operating costs. Visit Forest County will provide $9,000 in an annual budget to keep the park running, to be paid on a quarterly basis. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Northwoods is experiencing an uptick in respiratory illnesses. The North Central region is currently listed as having moderate activity for respiratory illness. That's the highest in the state. The Oneida County Health Department says there is increasing activity of COVID-19, influenza, and RSV, with influenza A rising more quickly than the others. Respiratory viruses can cause symptoms such as fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, and trouble breathing. While many people recover at home, these illnesses can be more serious for older adults, young children, and people with long-term health conditions. The health department urges people to get vaccinated to protect themselves and others. Washing your hands, covering coughs and sneezes, and staying home when sick can also help prevent spreading of any of these illnesses. Scam artists rarely take a day off, but experts warn that they do shift to a higher gear during the holiday season. Mark Richardson reports that seniors are often their favorite target.
Whether they want you to give them cash or steal your identity, falling for a scam can be emotionally painful and expensive. Karen Morgan with AARP says if you don't know who is calling you, be extra careful.
Usually the contact comes from out of the blue. There's urgency connected to the contact, and there's a demand for money. So what we say at AARP is that people need to pause, reflect, and protect.
Morgan says con artists often use tricks like problems with delivering a package, pretending to be a relative that needs help, offering you an investment that's just too good to be true. And the AARP survey found that 4 in 10 Americans say they've lost money or had sensitive information used fraudulently. Mark Richardson reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.